Minlove calls public education in Utah the most effective and efficient system in the world. Public schools in Utah operate with the lowest funding per student in the nation. Minlove says Utah education continues to be a success story, and these are some reasons why.
One is, I think we have students who feel safe in what they're doing. I think we have students who are actively engaged in learning. We have parents and grandparents who are engaged in what's happening with in the lives of their young people. We have community leaders and business leaders who are committed to assisting us in what we're doing.
Minlove cited a number of recent accomplishments. Utah's latest ACT scores are the highest in the nation among states with high participation. And the state leads the nation on advanced placement tests.
And yet, as we continue to do that, all is not well. All is not perfect. There are things we continue to need to address.
Minlove says he's concerned about Utah's 19% dropout rate, and according to the latest data, students aren't doing as well on criterion reference tests, or CRTs, as they have in the past. This comes as Utah rolls out a brand new computer-based adaptive test this spring. Minlove is asking for patience with that new system.
The caution I would ask is that we not make judgments, about individual students who historically have done better than they may do in this testing, that we not make judgments about teachers, about schools, and about programs.
The State Board of Education is requesting the state legislature fully fund growth in public education next year and provide additional funding for third grade reading, middle school math, and addressing dropout rates. Whitney Evans, KUER News.